Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in West Coxsackie to meet with Brent Zimmerman, who together with his partner Alessandro
Voglino,
thank you, own Lime Kiln Farm. For the past 30 years, this couple has been on a mission to do their part to save old farms, beginning in Tuscany and now here in the northern Hudson Valley. Located on over 400 acres made up of a mix of pasture and woods, there's an 18th century historic stone house and its outbuildings, originally fabricated with limestone and rubble fieldstone found on the property, as well as two early 1800s classic American red and white barns that have been painstakingly and carefully restored, landing them on the National Registry of Historic Buildings. Imagine the setting. And now imagine it with about 315 sheep, 700 chickens, 5 cats, and 3 dogs. Now imagine getting a chance to taste the incredible fruits of their labor, from grass-fed lamb to farm-fresh eggs. Brent, thank you so much for meeting me here in the inner sanctum of your kitchen. So to start, why don't we simply begin with your story?
How did Alessandro and I get all the way to the Hudson Valley? Well, Alessandro and I met 31 years ago already. We were young and you're doing the fun conversations. What are you going to be when you grow up? And he was going to be a businessman and I was going to be a farmer.
Did you meet in Europe?
No, we met in New York City. He was going back to Italy and he said, come to Italy for a summer and we can go backpacking, that kind of thing. So I went over for the summer. And we stayed at the Nagrotourism, which is a farm holiday place, which we're just opening up in Italy. It was a way for farmers to make money, earning some dollars to rent out a bedroom. So we stayed at a couple places, and it was very beautiful and rigid rules. You know, they weren't quite ready for the hospitality in the old mountain farmers' houses. And he and I were young, and we were saying, oh, this would be so great if you, you know, let the people collect chicken eggs or help roll out the pasta, that kind of thing. And so being that age and both kind of happy to jump into new adventure, we just couldn't get that idea out of our head. So we started looking for farms for sale.
In Italy?
In Italy. Neither one of us had any money. But in 1990, the mountains up in, you know, the mountains of Tuscany were basically abandoned. All the people had gone down they left in the 80s, 70s and 80s and went down to the factories, you know, to get modern conveniences. So we had our choice of mountaintop farms. And the higher up the mountain you went, the cheaper the properties got. So we said, take us higher. So we found a beautiful place, which we couldn't afford. Then we had these big dreams that we were going to make a B&B and that we were going to have to buy pants with really big pockets because we're going to make so much money. So that was 1991. And we got our water and lights in the house in 1996. So it was a long 5 years of milking sheep on the hillside, prepping everything, cold winters. It was beautiful, really. Super. Then the internet had started. Alessandro was very advanced with this stuff. He got a website for us, and immediately we started getting people because we were ready to give up. As beautiful as that whole entire experience was, 5 years as a young person without lights and water and no money, you start to go, oh gosh, this may not fly. He started the website. We started getting the calls. You know, we were doing a lot of business by letters. People were sending travelers checks, and then you send a letter back to say, I got the traveler's check.
No way.
It was.
So these original visitors, were they coming to stay at the B&B or to actually come work with you?
No, that was all B&B. That was all B&B. The vision was, and we achieved it, just have a very participative holiday stay. Because I love my animals. I've always had animals. I grew up with them, had them then. We had a big flock of sheep. That's how I got my work permit. And a young person willing to take 60 sheep up on the mountain, they were giving work permits. So that's how I got started.
That's amazing.
It was great. It was super. I was a roaming shepherd with my other shepherds up in Tuscany.
Wow.
Poor me.
Poor you.
So we opened up the guest house, and a lot of people started showing up. And, you know, we weren't ready. We were 1.3 miles up the mountain on a cow path. Cars got stuck. People, you know, halfway slid off cliffs. And once you got up there, you didn't want to leave just because the road was scary. And I was not figuring that we would have guests 24 hours a day in my house. But it was so much fun because people go to Tuscany to have the vacation of a lifetime. So all I got was one happy person after another coming to my house. And it's such a good way to live. And add a lot of red wine every night. Mm-hmm. And
oh, you must have views. Met people from all over the world.
All over the world.
And they found you.
They found me. My best friends in my life found me on a mountaintop in Tuscany.
That's incredible.
I was beyond blessed. And it was fun, and I was good at it. And it was just a very active life. And then that started going well, so well that we were having way too many people. And little by little, I had to start selling animals because I couldn't keep up with everything. Alessandra was working in Rome, coming up on the weekends, trying to pull me out of trouble on the weekends. It spun out of control in a good way, in a great way.
And how did you evolve from sort of hospitality by default to farming?
Well, by default, I'm a people person, I think. And, you know, I was having too much fun. And I started missing the farming. You know, I was cleaning a very large house, 3,300 square feet every day, because every day a new person would come and I wanted them to see this house in its glory. And so little by little, I started selling animals so I could keep up with the guest. But I was missing the farming. So in 2002, we bought a neighboring dairy farm. And I moved there and left the guest up on the hill. And I moved to the dairy farm and got my goats and started making cheese and doing farmers markets in Rome and Florence and San Sepolcro, Arezzo. Not a bad lifestyle. No, it was good. It was good. We didn't have fences, so every day, no matter how tired you were, I still had to take 85 goats up on the mountain. And what a great way to spend 4 hours getting
beautiful
goat nibbles, mm-hmm. ripping your books apart. I learned how capable I was.
How do you even learn how to do this stuff? You just do baptism by fire.
And I was so passionate about wanting to fit in and be part of that. And the town took me in like this. Just who is this crazy kid living up on the hill by himself with no lights and water? And so I met.
Thank you. And do you still have that place?
We do. We own both of them still. Alessandro and I are very good at buying farms. We're very bad at selling farms. And then, so we did the cheese, and one of the restaurants that we sold our cheese to in Rome, they told Alessandro they were selling. So Alessandro showed up to the farm one night and said, "Guess what? We bought a restaurant in Rome." So then I got to do the very exciting lifestyle of being a shepherd up on the mountain, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday down in Rome where I have my moped, and the first seating is at 8:30 at night, and you know, it's elegant and fast talking, and it's just dreamy. It was really dreamy. And then drive home on a moped through the center of Rome at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's just, it's a...
My favorite city in the world.
It should be everybody's favorite city. It's so pretty. So then, in 2014, somebody made an offer on one of our farms there. And I said, "No way, this is my life forever." And Alessandro said, "This is a beautiful life. But what happens when you're 60, which I almost am now, and you want to sell and we can't find a seller?" So anyway, then, you know, we were there 25 years. So Alessandro, you know, Italians still have, well, a lot of Europeans still have the American dream. And Alessandro had that want to come to the USA. So after 25 years, I said, "I can do that." We were selling a farm there, and we decided to start one more in the USA. And we were too old to know better, but too young to stop.
It's a sweet spot.
It's a sweet spot. So we bought this 415-acre...
I mean, I feel like I'm in Italy.
Feels like it to me. Yeah.
I don't know what it is about this property or this particular entrance into the property through this road, but it is such an extraordinary part of the Hudson Valley.
Thank you. It's a stress reliever. When I pull in my driveway, it's incredible. You leave things out there.
But you did everything from renovate the buildings to establish a working farm.
Yes. We had to renovate a lot, and we wanted to do animal farming, which needed big barns. So we started renovating a cheese kitchen immediately. I found my cows and my dreams. I found them up in Vermont and started making the cheese. And the cheese took off pretty fast. And then we got the goats, and the goats, she started going, and little by little we built up. And that's where we are today.
And mostly focusing now on sheep.
Yes,
right?
Sadly, but happily, I stopped dairy last February. And that was a very hard day, a very hard decision to make, very hard day to do it. But you got to pivot.
But this is the next chapter.
This is the next chapter, and 315 sheep can keep you just as busy as a bunch of dairy cows.
I'll say. And then how can people enjoy the fruits of your labor?
So
how
the fruits of the labor,
come here?
They can. So we do brunches and events here at the farm. We turned our cheese kitchen into a commercial kitchen, so we're allowed to do catering and canning and process meats and cook for events. Our farm store is open 9 to 1 on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, that's the only hours because it is just me and Alessandro. Alessandro's here from Italy, thank goodness, to help me out. And we have two farmers markets every week in Copaic, Hillsdale, on Saturdays, and Coxsackie on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, yes.
Yes.
Which is where he is right now.
That's where he is right now, and it's a beautiful setting. On the water, there's beer, and there's music, and there's breeze, and it's
That's really how I first met you guys.
It's a beautiful setting.
Yeah, was at that farmer's market.
Yeah,
that
we've been thrilled there. Thrilled to be a part of it.
I love the group that's there, too.
Yeah.
It's like a family at that farmer's market.
10 minutes away. The farmer's markets are so important. It is so meaningful to us. You know, we have to feed our neighbors, and our neighbors have to feed us. And we're finding that here, and I love it. I love it, I love it. So what we have available in the store, we have lots of animals, as mentioned. So we always have chicken eggs. We have fresh chicken. We always have a supply of lamb. We process 10 lambs a month. We are baking quiches, pies, cheesecakes in the kitchen. We do our own tomato sauce. We have olive oil from our mill.
So you did olives in Italy on your farm?
Yeah, we have 475 olive trees. And
can I come?
Of course, everybody can come. My goodness, we do have the guest house, so you're welcome to go over there.
And press olives.
Pay to stay or work to stay. Either
I love
way.
That.
Yes, it's fantastic.
And you have it here in your own farm store. So
we have
people can get
olive oil from our farm
yeah.
in Italy. So the olives are very, very tiny. So it takes a lot of olives to get a liter. But the oil is so precious. It's cold pressed, not filtered. What you put in the pit goes in the bottle. I'm so proud of it. As a young kid going from farm in Michigan to Italy, I didn't speak the language. I have no clue what I'm doing in an olive mill. There's so much confusion because it takes a long time to press olives. So during the confusion, they just open the red wine and it pours freely.
That sounds like no confusion.
There's no confusion. So it suddenly becomes your favorite thing to do every year.
Well, what a special treat. Thank you so much
this
for welcoming
been super.
Me here.
I hope I didn't overchat my stick.
I'm so hungry right now. I can't wait to actually dip into this olive oil.
Oh, do please do.
Yes, and I will see you at the farm store next weekend.
Good.
And every weekend.
Super duper. Grazie. Ciao.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.